下面我们就是那个 Pastor Scott 今天的讲道。
Maybe you could read the scripture.
我现在读诗篇111。你们要赞美耶和华，我要在正直人的大会中并公会中一心称谢耶和华。耶和华的作为本为大，凡喜爱的都必考察。他所行的是尊荣和威严，他的公义存到永远。他行了奇事，使人纪念。耶和华有恩惠，有怜悯，他赐粮食给敬畏他的人，他必永远纪念他的约。他向百姓显出大能的作为，把外邦的地赐给他们为业。他手所行的是诚实公平，他的训词都是确实的，是永永远远坚定的，是按诚实正直设立的。他向百姓施行救赎，命定他的约直到永远。他的名圣而可畏，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，凡遵行他命令的是聪明人。耶和华是永远当赞美的。
Sorry, we got a few songs here. I need my PowerPoint up there. Good afternoon, everyone.
下午好。
As they work on the PowerPoint, so nice to be with you on this Sunday before Thanksgiving. Actually, as the kids said, every day is Thanksgiving.
在感恩节前的这个周日，逐日跟大家一起非常好。其实我们生命中每一天都应该是感恩节。
So what I'd like to do is increase your vision today.
今天我要做的是让你们能够看得更清楚。
Seeing is critical to life, and seeing is critical to gratitude.
你们的视觉是非常重要的，在生命中非常重要。只有能看得见，才会感恩。
For us to truly be grateful, we need to develop 20/20 vision with our eyes.
我们要是做一个真正感恩的人，我们必须要有 1.5 的视力。
Those who are spiritually blind will never have a heart filled with gratitude.
那些灵命上瞎眼的人不会有真正的感恩之心。
So today what we're going to do is work on our vision, on seeing, because the seeing will increase the gratitude in our heart.
所以今天就帮助大家改善我们的视力，改善我们能够看见的，因为我们看到了，我们的心才会改变。
Psalm 111 is joined together with Psalm 112.
诗篇111篇和112篇是一个整体。
We really can't see it in the English, but in the Hebrew, those two psalms, every one of the beginning phrases starts with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
我们翻译成英文或者中文，我们就看不出来。其实，在原文希伯来文里面，每一句话的开头都是一个字母。
So in English terms, we literally have the A to Z of gratitude.
就好比是在英文里面，它每一句开头都是从 A 到 Z.
And Psalm 112 describes what we would say is a blessed life.
诗篇112篇描述了一个蒙神祝福的人生。
There are great relationships that happen in Psalm 112.
因为在112篇里面描述了很多很美好的人际关系。
There's a description of people that are strong when they're going through the trials of life.
描述的是那些非常坚强的人，他们能够通过人生的种种考验。
We see a person of incredible, impeccable character described in that psalm.
在那个诗篇里面，我们看到描述了那些非常有良好品德的人。
So if you want those things in your life from Psalm 112, you have to see the things about God in Psalm 111.
如果你要是能享受到112篇所描述那样的人生，你必须要像111篇那样有感恩的心。
You know, as we are on the eve of Thanksgiving, your gratitude will not increase by eating a lot on Thanksgiving.
我们在感恩节的前夜，你们并不会因为吃的特别的好而更加感恩。
Your gratitude will not increase by having your favorite team win their sport that day.
如果那天你所钟爱的球队比赛赢了，你可能也不会为此而更加感恩。
Your gratitude will not increase by getting everything you want on Thanksgiving Day.
如果感恩节那天你得到了世上你想要的所有的东西，你也不会感恩。
But your gratitude will grow if you see properly.
但是如果你能够看到与众不同的东西，你就会更加感恩。
So I'm going to test your eyes, okay? I'm going to see how good your vision is right now. Okay, tell me, what do you see?
所以现在考验一下大家的视力，看看大家能够看到的是什么。
How many people see a vase?
有没有人看到花瓶的？
Do you see anything more than a vase?
除了花瓶还看到什么？
What do you see? You see two faces there too, right?
还有两张人脸。
Two faces. Ah, yeah, see, your vision has increased.
你看，你们现在就看得比以前
更
加清楚。这个是什么？
Who sees a lady?
谁看到一个女人？
All right, do you see anything more than a lady?
还看到别的吗？
Yeah, there's a man playing a saxophone there. Do you see that?
还有一个吹萨克斯
的男人。There's a saxophone. So your vision is being opened. Some of you still don't see both of those, okay?
所以很多人还是只看到一个东西，但是很多人就因此他的视野就打开了。
What do you see here?
这个是什么？
Duck. Who sees a duck?
谁看到鸭子？
Okay. Anybody see anything else?
有没有？
A rabbit. Who sees a rabbit?
谁看到兔子？
Yeah, it's a duck one way, and it's a rabbit with his head back the other way.
一边是鸭子，一边是个兔子。
Some of you still don't see that.
有人还是没看出来。
I don't have a laser with this. I wish I could have pointed out.
因为它没有一个可以指点的东西。
If the eyes look that way, it's the rabbit. If the eyes are looking this way, it's the duck.
眼睛朝左是鸭子，朝右是兔子。
All right, last one. What do you see?
还有一个，看到什么？
How many see an old lady?
有没有人看到一个老女人，老妇人？
How many see a young lady?
谁看到一个年轻妇女？
All right, the old lady.The bottom part right here is her chin.
一个老女人。
And you can see she has a big nose.
她有一个大鼻子。
But if you're looking for the young lady, it's a profile look of her.
一个年轻妇女，这是她的侧脸。
And you can just see her eyelids.
你可以看到她的那个眼皮、眼睫毛。
If you want to see properly with gratitude,You must see God in a bigger way.
如果你想用一个感恩之心看待世上的事情的话，你一定要能够对神有感恩心，看到神的作为才行。
I'm going to teach you an English word today.
今天教给大家一个英文单词。
The word is wow.
这个词就是 wow.
The word wow is a word that you use to show that you areincredibly surprised by something.
当你非常惊喜的时候，你就可以说 "Wow!"
And today we want to increase our wow of God.
所以今天就帮助大家增强我们在神面前这个 wow 的这个心情。
So we're going to look at three things, three actions of God. First of all, the work of God.
我看神做的三件事，第一是神的工作。
Great are the works of the Lord; they are pondered by all who delight in them.
第二节，耶和华的作为本为大，凡喜爱的都必考察。
So what are these great works of God?
那么神伟大的工作都有哪些呢？
Well, it starts with the beauty of the creation around us, the world, the universe that He has made.
最基本的就是他给我们所造的这个世界，这些美丽的自然。
Psalm 111, verse 2 is actually, you can see it on the top of the door frame.This is at the Cavendish Laboratory in Cambridge University.
在这张照片的门框上面，你们可以看到写的就是诗篇111篇第二节。这个地方是剑桥大学的卡文迪许实验室。
This laboratory opened in 1874, and many of the most amazing scientific discoveries happened here.
这个实验室从1874年开始成立，里面有很多非常好的、非常先进的科学发明。
Here is where the electron and the neutron and where DNA was discovered.
电子、中子和 DNA 等等都是在这个实验室里被发现的。
Christians have nothing to fear from science.
作为基督徒，我们没有必要害怕科学。
Because science is simply the study of God's miraculous works in the universe.
因为科学只不过是我们用来研究神的美奇妙作为的一种手段。
Isaac Newton was one of the greatest scientists of all time, and he was a strong believer in Jesus.
我们世上最伟大的科学家之一艾萨克·牛顿本人就是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
But what has happened in our world is that because science can describe something, we have lost the wow factor in our heart.
但是有一个事情发生了，就是说，因为人们可以解释一些科学现象，使得人们就失去了对神的作为的惊奇之心。
We no longer ponder and delight in the works of God that are displayed all around us.
我们看到神的作为，不再喜悦，不再去思考。
And what we must do is to retrain our eyes to see the amazing world that God has made and learn to have our voices say, Wow!
我们需要做的就是训练自己重新发现神所造的让人惊奇的地方并且向神说 Wow!
The word wonder in these verses here means something different and striking and remarkable.
这里面用了一个词就是非常非常的奇妙。
Let me show you some pictures of what God has done.
我们来看一些图片，看看神所做的工。
These are the stars that you see each night.
这些是我们晚上所见的星星。
To the naked eye, you see approximately 3,000 stars.
我们用裸眼可以看到大约3000颗星星。
And every time we look at those stars at night, we should say, "Wow, God, incredible!"
每天晚上看到这些星星，都应该说：“哇，太不可思议了。”
Universes and quasars and galaxies out there, I praise you, Lord. Awesome.
我们看到银河、宇宙、万物，我们都会说：“赞美主，太伟大了。”
This is a Cove Beach at a sunrise service. We have our Easter sunrise service down there.
这是我们斯坦福海边的落日，他们教会曾经在那边举行过落日的。
And the moment that sun peeks over the horizon, we should stop the service and all say, "Wow, God!"
当他们在地平线上看到落日的余晖的时候，每个人都要停止敬拜，转而说，哇，神你真伟大。
Sunrises are beautiful works of art.
哦，对不起，这是日出。
I didn't tell a joke there.
No, I translated it to sunset. Sorry. Because I only see sunset there. I never see sunrise.
Well, you'll have to join us next year for Easter sunrise service.
他们每年感恩节都有一个日出的敬拜，欢迎大家去参加。
2 weeks ago, there was a double rainbow over Stanford. Did anyone see it?
Yeah, 两周前在斯坦福有一个就是两道彩虹挂在天上。
It was remarkable. People were coming into the church saying, "There was a double rainbow." I didn't see it myself.
那个是非常奇异的景象。那时候好多人跑到教会告诉牧师说：“哎呀，天上有两道彩虹，可惜他没看见。”
But even when you see a single rainbow, you should say, "Wow, God, wonderful!"
甚至当你只看到一道彩虹的时候，你也要发出惊叹说：“哇，神啊，太伟大了！”
Autumn leaves.
这是秋天的落叶。
When you see autumn leaves and the colors out there, you should pull your car off the side of the road and say, "Wow, God!"
当你在秋天看到路边的红叶的时候，你就应该把车停下来，就说：“哇，神啊！”
I just love autumn. It's my favorite time of the year.
这是牧师最喜欢的季节。
A little bit cold this year.
今年有一点冷。
And guess what's coming?
我们还要迎接的是什么？
The first few of these, we all say, "Wow!" But then we start saying, "Not again."
我们每年第一次下雪的时候，总是说 "Wow!" 但是再来的时候都说，哎呀，不要再下了。
But there's something beautiful after a snowfall, and you should go out and you should walk around and you should worship God and say, "Wow!"
但是你不能否认，每一场雪之后的景色都是非常的奇妙。你应该到外面去走一走，看一看，不停地赞美神。
And how about this is Interlaken in Switzerland? The mountains and the beauty.
这个是瑞士的湖光山色。
My wife and I were able to travel here in May, and we must have said "Wow" 1,000 times on that vacation.
牧师和他太太今年夏天去那边旅游了一下，他们一路上都在不停地发出赞叹。
Oh, thank you. And how about this?
这个是什么？
Isn't this an incredible work of God?
这个难道不是神奇妙的工作吗？
It's remarkable.
非常非常奇妙。
We had one of these monarch butterflies stay in our yard for 3 days.
他们家里面曾经有一只这样的蝴蝶在里面停留了三天。
It wasn't afraid of us. We ate lunch outside. It would sit on our table with us like we invited it to dinner.
一点都不怕人，甚至在他们饭桌上，它也在旁边，就好像是被邀请来了。
But to see it that close and to see the beauty that God has put into that butterfly.
但是当你们离近了看这个蝴蝶，看到它神所造的每一个细节的时候。
So the next time you see a butterfly, what are you going to say?
所以下一次你看到一个蝴蝶，你应该说什么？
You're seeing. Are there any atheists in the delivery room?
在座的有没有无神论者？
I don't see how.
我不知道为什么你会不相信有神。
Children are so beautiful.
孩子是多么美丽。
We should always, every time we see a child, say, "Wow, God, look what you've done."
每次你看到一个小孩的时候，都应该发出赞叹，说：“神啊，看你所做的。”
And how about this? Just your ordinary heart beating.
这就是一个普通的心脏。
When was the last time you said, "Wow, God, boy, my heart's beating well, and I want to thank you"?
你上一次向神感恩的时候说：“哇，神啊，感谢你让我的心脏在跳动。”是什么时候呢
？It's a new appreciation that I have in my life.
那是应该是你人生中经常出现的一个感恩之心。
We also have the works of God during the Exodus.
而且我们还看到神在以色列人出埃及的时候所做的工。
Remember how God spared Moses' life as he floated down the river?
你们记不记得神？救了摩西的命，他那个时候是个小婴儿，在河里面漂流。
How God used Moses' weaknesses and train.
神怎么样用摩西的软弱来教导他
？How about when God turned the sacred Nile into blood?
而且神还把埃及人奉若神明的尼罗河变成了一个血河。
Do you think that was a wow moment?
你们不觉得那是一个让人惊叹的时刻吗
？How about when the
I really need some water.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you were telling me to drink from that. By the way, I need that cup back. Here.
Thank you, thank you.
We are a great team, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've been working together for years now. But during the Exodus, God bringing on flies and gnats and darkness, I mean, every one of those plagues created a wow.
当他们出埃及之前，神在埃及地降下那些灾祸，那些个虫子，那些青蛙，那些那些东西都应该是非常让人所惊讶的。
It says in this psalm here, it says, because of his wonders to be remembered. We are supposed to remember the works of God.
因为在诗篇里说，这些他行了奇事，使人纪念。我们应该永远纪念这些事情。
And even if we forget it, it doesn't seem like Hollywood can forget it.
甚至当我们忘记的时候，好莱坞的都没有忘记。
Do you know what movie is coming out on December 12th?
你们知不知道十二月十二号会有一个什么新的电影出来
？Exodus.
出埃及记。
Now I hope that they do better. I didn't actually see the one about Noah. I heard it was really bad, so I didn't go to it. But I hope they do better with this movie.
希望他们这个电影拍的比那个挪亚方舟要好。
But I find it fascinating how Hollywood remembers this, and many times Christians forget it.
但是牧师觉得非常惊讶，因为很多时候好莱坞的人还记得圣经的故事，基督徒却都忘了。
I'm going to make a suggestion now. Every one of you needs to get a tutor to increase your wow factor.
所以给大家留一个作业，每个人都要找一个导师来帮助你去学习惊讶。
And the tutors that I want you to get are actually pretty close to you.
这个导师是和你很亲近的人。
I know this because in my own life, I have some tutors that help me.
因为在牧师的生命中，他遇到许多这样的老师。
Just a few weeks ago, we took our family on vacation.
几周以前，他们全家去度假。
And we took our grand, they went, we went down to Florida.
他们去佛罗里达。
That's my granddaughter and one of my grandsons.
那是他的孙子孙女。
One day we were by the pool.
有一天，他们在水池子旁边。
There was an ant on the cement.
地上有一只蚂蚁。
10 minutes of playing with the ant.
他们跟蚂蚁玩了十分钟。
And they just kept saying, "Woo, woo!"
然后他们就一边玩一边不停地发出这种惊讶的声音。
They were so fascinated in a little ant by the pool.
他们在水池边看到一只小蚂蚁，就惊讶成这个样子。
They teach me how to put the wow back into my life.
他们教导我如何把 wow 放到我的生活中。
Because with their eyes, they see the wonders of God, and they are impressed by what God has done.
因为他们用自己的眼睛看到了神手做的奇妙。
All right, so that's the first action, the works of God in creation and in the Exodus.
那是我们今天要学的第一件事，就是感叹神做工的奇妙。
The second action is to see the provision of God.
第二个就是体会到神的供应。
He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever.
他赐粮食给敬畏他的人，他必永远纪念他的约。
Verse 7 says, "All of his precepts are trustworthy."
第七，他的训词都是确实的。
There are three provisions that.Are noted in this passage here.
这几段话告诉我们神的三个供应。
The necessities of life, the promises, and the precepts.
他供应日用所需，而且他给我们应许，而且他给我们他的话语。
The precepts of God are is the Bible.
神的话语就是圣经，他给我们的。
The Bible provides a way for us to live our lives. It says the Word of God is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path.
圣经是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
We need to say, "Thank you, God, for the Bible, because the Bible shows me how to live a successful life."
我们应该向神感恩，他赐给我们圣经，让我们知道怎么样才能生活。
Think about it. We have the very mind of God recorded in the Bible.
你们想一想，圣经里面记录的都是神的思想。
Wow, thank you for your word, Lord.
Wow, 这是谢谢主给我们的话语。
Second of all, we have the promises of God, the covenant that God has given to us.
还有神给我们的应许，他的给我们的约。
God has given to us over 3,573 promises in His Word.
神在他的话语里面给了我们3573个应许。
You're making me thirsty.
他说我一喝水他也渴了。
But these promises, every time we see a promise of God in His Word, we should say, "Wow, God, you, the Almighty God, are making a promise to me."
当我们看到3573应许中的每一个的时候，我们都应该惊讶地说：“哇，神啊，你竟然给我一个应许。”
And the third is the necessities of life. God gives us food.
第三个是他给我们供应日用所需，给我们每日的饮食。
Not only did the Hebrew people experience a tremendous deliverance from slavery,
他不仅仅把希伯来人从为奴的境界拯救出来。
They also experienced God's provision every day that they were living in the desert.
他们在旷野中生活的每一天都亲身经历了神的供应。
Just how big was this provision?
他的供应有多么的浩大呢?
Think about it. There were 600,000 fighting men.
你们想象一下。
We're assuming that these men were married.
他只有六十万个战士，你们六每个人都已经结了婚，有老婆。
According to Exodus chapter 1, their families were huge.
出埃及记第一章告诉我们说，每个人都有一个大家庭。
So add 3 or 4 children to each one of these marriages.
所以每一个家庭都有三到四个小孩。
Now you're not counting in the elderly in this number.
还不算上那些老年人。
You're also not counting in the people from Egypt that went out with them.
还不算上从埃及跟他们一起来的人。
So easily, there were 3 million people walking in the desert.
所以保守的估计至少也有300万人在旷野中。
That column would be 40 miles long if it was 50 abreast.
这个队伍有多长呢？如果每一横排有50个人，这个队伍要拉40英里长。
If they were walking at 2.5 miles per hour, it would take 16 hours for everyone to pass the same point.
如果每个人，如果每个人，反正就是说，如果每个人每小时走2.5英里的话，那么整整这一队通过一个地点要花16个小时。
And how much food would you need to feed 3 million people?
那么你要用多少食物来喂饱这300万人呢？
According to the Quartermaster General of the U.S. Army, Moses would have needed 1,500 tons of food each day.
根据美国军队的一个管军需的一个将领，他估计摩西他至少需要。
That is the amount of food contained in 2 freight trains that are a mile long.
它需要很多吨的食物，这个食物能够装满了两列的这个火车，而每一列火车有 how long is each train?
One mile each train.
每一列火车有一英里长，它能装满两列这样的火车。
And how much water would they need?
它需要多少水呢？
If they were Jew, they would need a lot of water.
如果他们是犹太人，他们需要好多的水。Sorry about me. 他说如果他们是我的话，他们要喝很多的水。就是如果我在里面，每个人像我一样。
You would need another freight load, a mile long of just water cars.
就是要水，你也要整整一英里长的车来运这些水。
And how about cooking the food?
那么怎么做饭呢？
These are not sandwiches that they're going to have.
他们每天不能只吃三明治。
They would need another train filled with wood.
他们还需要另外一列火车给他们运柴火。
Now here's the question. How grateful were the Israelites for all this provision that God was making for them in the desert?
所以问题就来了，这些经历了神的以色列人，他们有多感恩呢？
They weren't grateful.
他们一点都不感恩。
They complained.
他们抱怨。
They found fault in everything that God had done.
他们觉得神做的都做错了。
Their eyes were never open. They never saw the provision of God.
他们的眼睛从来没有打开，从来没有看到神的供应。
They didn't wake up and say, "Wow, God, look at all the water you're giving us."
他们每天早上起来不是说，哇，神呐，感谢你给我们这些东西。
Their vision was blinded, and they didn't give thanks to God.
他们的眼睛被蒙住了，他们看不到神的供应。
All right, I'm going to need your cup. Yeah, sorry. Uh-oh. All right, each cup.
每一个杯子
is 1 billion people. We passed the 7 billion people mark.
每一杯子是十亿人。
March 12th last year.
去年。
I'm sorry, 2 years ago.
去年三月的统计。
So each cup is 1 billion people on the planet.
每一个杯子代表世界上的十亿人。
Do you realize that on this planet? 1 billion people do not have clean water.
你们有没有意识到有十亿人他们没有干净的饮用水？
2 billion people do not have adequate sanitary conditions. They don't have toilets.
20亿人没有抽水马桶.
1 billion people on this planet live on less than $1 a day.
10亿人每天生活所需只有1美元不到.
2 billion live on less than $2 a day.
20亿人每天只有不到2美元的供应.
6 billion live on less than $10 a day.
60亿人每天少于3块钱，3美元.
Do you know what we live on, the average American lives on a day?
你知道我们每天有多少钱吗?
$105 a day.
105元.
2 billion of these people alive are children.
20亿人是儿童.
1 billion of them are living in poverty.
其中10亿人生活在贫穷.
Tonight, 400,000 children will go to bed hungry.
今天晚上4亿个儿童将会饿着肚子上床睡觉.
Today, 22,000 children will die of starvation and disease.
今天22,000个儿童将死于营养不良.
That's the equivalent of 100 jets crashing today.
就好比今天有100架飞机出事.
2 billion people have access to good medicine.
20亿人可以得到足够的医药.
5 billion do not.
另外50亿人没有.
$2 billion of these people cannot read. Most of them are women.
20亿人不识字, 大多数是妇女.
In Africa, only 59% of the children attend school.
在非洲只有59%的孩子可以上学.
And only 1 in 3 will complete school.
只有1-2个人可以上完.
3 billion of these people do not have freedom.
30亿人没有什么自由.
They are afraid of their beliefs because someone will kill them, they will be imprisoned, or they will be rejected by their communities.
他们没有, 信仰的自由, 因为他们可能会被投入监狱.
So let me ask you this question.
所以问大家这个问题,
How has God provided for you?
神为你的供应是什么呢?
There's a TV series.
有一个电视片.
I do not recommend. It's called The Simpsons.
我不建议大家观看, 叫做Simpsons.
But in one of the Simpsons, they were talking about Thanksgiving and prayer.
其中有一集讲到感恩节的祷告.
And Bart Simpson's son was asked to pray.
这个小孩就说,
and this is what he said.
这就是他说的,
Dear God, we paid for all this stuff ourselves, so thanks for nothing.
他说, 亲爱的神, 东西都是我们自己花钱买的, 谢谢你什么也没干.
Now you say, well, oh, I'm shocked and horrified at that.
你也许会说, 看到他这么说, 非常的,
But I actually suggest that at least he's being honest.
但是你再想一下, 其实他也是很诚实的。
For us that say we believe in God providing, but we don't take the time to pray, we do the same thing that he does.
虽然我们嘴里说神给我们的供应, 但是我们从来不去祷告感谢神, 就跟他一样。
So do you pray before you have a meal?
你吃饭以前祷告过吗?
Do you give thanks for that?
你感恩吗?
Or do you act like Bart Simpson's son?
或者你做的跟他是一样的呢?
It's time for all of us to see every person in this room has been incredibly blessed by God and he has provided for you.
现在是时候让我们每个人都充分体会到神给我们的大大充足的供应。
Do you want your cup back?
No.
You can have any one of those.
No.
All right, the third action of God.
神的第三个动作,
to see the redemption of God.
看到神的救赎,
he has provided redemption for his people.
他给他的民众提供了救赎,
he ordained his covenant forever, holy and awesome.
他永远建立他的约, 是神圣的, 可畏的,
is his name.
这是他的名。
From the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, God is at work providing redemption for us.
从圣经的起头到末了，都看到神给人类的救赎。
And this redemption should get the loudest wow from us.
这个救赎应该值得我们最大的赞美和惊讶。
Notice the nature and the character of God in these verses.
你们看一下神他的特质，他的品格。
He is holy and awesome.
他的名圣而可畏。
That means God exists above our realm of living.
意思就是说神是 超乎我们所生活的这个层面之上。
The theological word for it is transcendent. He is above us, way above us.
一个神学的词汇就是超验的。
Which means God is unknown and unknowable.
就是说神是不可知的。人类无法理解的。
He is infinite.
他是无限的。
He is incomprehensible.
他是无法明白的。
He is unsearchable.
他是无法找到的。
And notice that he is also holy.
他也是圣洁的。
That means that God, in his character, cannot be in the presence of anything that contains sin.
那就意味着在神面前不能有任何的不洁净，不能有任何的罪。
Because of our human nature, we sin all the time.
因为我们人类的天性，我们总是在犯罪。
And therefore, we cannot enter into the presence of a holy and awesome God.
所以我们就无法亲近一个圣洁、可畏的神。
God has no choice but to turn his back on us.
神没有别无选择，只能转头不看我们。
And justice demands punishment for every person that has sinned one time.
而且他的公义注定，只要是犯一次罪，就要受到惩罚。
But here is the wow.
但是这就是我们要 wow 的地方。
He provided redemption for his people.
他给他的民提供了救赎。
The concept of redemption is a concept where you purchase a slave off of the slave market.
救赎这个概念来自于以前的奴隶买卖。
You pay money so that a slave can be set free.
你花钱买了一个奴隶，让他得到自由。
The question is, how did God pay for the freedom of the Israelites?
问题就是神他是如何救赎他的民的。
And we have a hint in the story.
我们在这个故事里面有一个提示。
The payment for the freedom of the Israelites was that a lamb had to be killed and its blood had to be put on the top and the side post of the door.
救赎的价格就是以色列人必须要把羊羔的血涂抹在门楣上和门框上。
It's a picture of the cross.
那就是一个十字架的样式。
That every sin of that nation had to be placed on Jesus.
他那些人里面的每一个罪行，每一个罪都被归在主耶稣身上。
They look forward as they saw their redemption and realized that God had paid the price for them to be set free.
他们看到神的救赎的时候，他们可以往前看，并且意识到神已经挽救了他们，使他们得自由了。
And this is a picture of what has happened to all of us.
这也是我们每一个人所经历的场景。
We're all slaves.
我们都是奴隶。
We're slaves to sin.
我们是罪的奴仆。
There are habits, there are addictions, there are behaviors in our life that we cannot break.
我们的生命中都有一些习惯，一些坏毛病，我们无法改变。
But God has paid the price so that we could be set free.
但是神已经为我们付上了代价，我们就得了自由。
Now here's the most amazing part of this story.
这就是这个故事里面最最奇妙的部分。
God the Father is having a conversation with God the Son.
父神和他的圣子正在进行一场对话。
And he says to his son, I want you to take off your royal robes and I want you to put on the rags of a baby.
神对他的儿子说， 我要你把你的黄袍脱下，穿上一个婴儿裹的破布。
So Jesus comes to our world. He moves to our neighborhood, and he is born to a blue-collar family.
所以耶稣来到我们所在的世上，投生于生在一个蓝领工人家庭。
He lived on this earth, and he lived the perfect life.
他是活的一个完美的生命。
And then he willingly went to a cross, and when he died on the cross, my sins were placed upon him.
他心甘情愿为我们走上了十字架。当他在十架上死的时候，我们的罪都归在他的身上了。
And he died as a substitute for my sin.
他作为我们的罪的一个代替品，死在十字架上。
The transcendent God,
超验的神
came and died for me.
来到世上为我而死。
Wow.
Wow.
That's incredible.
真是不可思议。
And what the Bible says is that when we believe that that's what happened,
圣经告诉我们，当你相信的时候，那就是发生的事情。
When we trust in that work of Jesus and what he has done on the cross,
当你相信主耶稣在十架上为我们所成就的。
And when we receive him and we say, Jesus, come into my life,
当我们接受他，迎接他进入我们的生命。
That there is a radical transformation of all that we are as individuals, and we become children of God.
在我们每一个接受的人生命中，就发生了根本的转变，我们就变成了神的儿女。
Wow.
Wow.
So what I'd like to do, the first verse of this psalm says this.
我们将要做的就是看第一节，这个诗篇第一节。
Praise the Lord.
你们要赞美耶和华。
I will extol the Lord.
我要在正直人的大会中，并
供奉。With all of my heart.
一心称谢耶和华。
In the council of the upright and in the assembly.
在正直人的大会中。
To praise the Lord means this: you say, "Wow, God, I praise you."
称谢耶和华，你就抬头说，哇，神啊，我赞美你。
To extol God means you raise up your voice.In praise of him.
你抬高你的声音，你用大声来赞美他。
And notice the intensity of it. It's with all of your heart you do this.
程度就是要一心一意的。
So you say it proudly and you say it even loudly.
你要非常骄傲的，大声的说出。
But you're not shy and you're not timid.
你没有，不应该害羞，不应该有顾虑。
And where should we do this?
我们在哪里做这个事情呢？
In the assembly.
在我们的会众当中。
We're in the assembly right now.
我们现在就在这样的大会中。
So what I'd like you to do is to break up into small groups.
请大家分成小组，四到六个人分成小组。
Of 4 to 6 people.
四到六个人。
And I'd like you to say in your group one thing as far as praise to God for a wow that's in your life.
每个人跟你的小组讲一件事情，就是让你能够向神说 wow 的事情。
It could be a work that he's done.
也许是他做的一项工作。
It could be a provision that he's provided.
也许他的供应。
It could be redemption that you have received.
你得到的救赎。
It could be anything you want.
或者任何的事情。
But if you would, in those groups, just say, Wow, God, I want to thank you for.
如果你在这样的小组里面，请你说，哇，神啊，我感谢你。
So, can we take 4 minutes and 53 seconds in our small groups? And when you hear the music playing, then we'll come together and we'll sing our closing song, okay?
我们来花四分多钟的时间来小组，来分享。Can join their team. You want to
yes.
join the students?
谢大家的分享啊。我们那个回应诗歌今天有点改变，就改成是那个 Death Song。
Peace of God rest upon you. Lord, we know that your peace comes to those that can see your wonders, your works, your provision. Lord, we pray that this week our eyes would be open, that our mouths would be filled with praises and declarations of how awesome a God you are. May we be filled with gratitude in Jesus' name.